Senator Clinton is the most popular American politician in Israel right now. And I must say that would Israel had a right to vote in the primaries, Israel would have voted for Ms. Clinton.
Yaron Dekel hosts a daily radio show in Israel. It's called Hakol Dibarim, which means it's all talk. Despite that popular Israeli enthusiasm for Secretary of State nominee Hillary Clinton, Dekel says that Israeli politicians are nervous about the incoming Obama administration.
It's quite clear to the Israelis that the blank check President Bush had towards Israel is going to be over January 21st. President Bush let the government of Israel doing whatever policy the cabinet decides. Secondly, I would say that Iran is the main concern of the Israelis, both in the administration and the public. The current policy of the Bush administration towards Iran is quite tough. We look at President-elect Obama as a softy on this issue, and once Obama will change this policy, Israel might find itself without the support of the United States.
Interesting that you're saying Iran and not the issue of the Palestinians is of primary importance, you believe, to Israelis right now. We should say that Barack Obama mentioned today, and I'm going to quote him, in fact, in his press conference today, he said, there is much to do from preventing the spread of nuclear weapons to Iran and North Korea to seeking a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Given that the next national security advisor is General James Jones, who has acted as an envoy to the Middle East, are Israelis not assuaged at all that Barack Obama would at least try to work on the Palestinian question?
Right now, most of the Israelis, and you can see it clearly in the survey polls, lost their faith in the Israeli-Palestinian track. So there is no hope in the Israeli public towards any peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Israel had quite a long experience with General Jones, and the officers of the Israeli army know that General Jones is balanced in his approach towards the conflict. But we had a report in Haaretz newspaper quite a while ago that it was a leak that General Jones had a report which was classified and never published, and it was not very supportive towards Israel approach. So if you look at the two announcements about General Jones and Hillary Clinton, I think the leadership of Israel would prefer working with Clinton than General Jones. But it's up to President-elect Obama to nominate his people, and we are looking forward to see if President-elect Obama will nominate an envoy to the Middle East. It's very meaningful when he decides to do that, if he decides to do that. And I think the decision makers in Israel know this is a new era. And the new era might mean that President-elect Obama will have his own interest in the Middle East, and it will be quite different than President Bush administration.
All right. Well, we will look forward to hearing more from you throughout the Obama administration as well. Yaron Dekel, who hosts a daily radio show in Israel about current affairs. He spoke to us from Alat in southern Israel. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much for having me.